"We are thieves, Evelyn," he said more coolly. "We've stolen fine jewels, irreplaceable art, and the like. We've evaded the law successfully, but do you think there aren't other criminals or past clients out there who watch us with interest? Since you have neither the ability nor understanding to protect yourself, I'm requesting that you stay close to us. Is that too much to ask?" I could feel the intensity within him rising again as he paused for my response. "So there is some danger. I just needed it confirmed so I could deal with it." He stared back at me, clearly frustrated. "It's difficult to see how you could have thought otherwise." He shifted back to his original position, tracing a stream of rain down the window with his finger. I thought about how easily I had put my faith in Finn because I wanted to learn the truth. He'd said there was no danger from the group. It never occurred to me that there could be more to fear. "How did you know where to find me?" "I called your room and then the others. Nobody knew where you were. The concierge informed me that you'd asked about walking the Thames, and he suggested Westminster Bridge. Shortly thereafter, I got a call letting me know you had been the victim of an unfortunate crime." "How did they do it? I mean, I didn't feel a thing." I was truly astonished. "I've been doing that since I was 4. It's the oldest trick in the book. I'm surprised you kept your wallet this long." His deep voice had an added touch of exasperation. "How did you find out?" "He knows my family. He called me concerned he just robbed someone he shouldn't. No doubt someone has shared with you a bit of my story. That gentleman was a poor gypsy who felt it a good idea to steal from an American in broad daylight." We sat in silence as Ari's message sank in. There was a whole world of criminals out there. Raven had warned me they were not all like my friends. I allowed myself a moment to consider packing up and going home. Maybe I knew enough. I could go back and move to New York and get a job and start over, making new friends. Perhaps I could finish those last credits and graduate. The mental picture triggered my eyes to water more. I looked out the window to keep Ari from seeing. As stupid as it was, I didn't want to go home. I must have known subconsciously that there would be some risk in reconnecting with criminals, but I chose to come anyway. Through dumb luck, friends from the past had found me. Going home and forgetting them was not an option. Also, there was a chance I might remember where I'd stashed a lot of money. If my journey to self-discovery wasn't reason enough to stay, the money plus my trust fund would make my life easier down the road. I needed to be where I was, relearning all I could. The element of danger was unfortunate, but it wasn't enough to make me run. Eventually, I broke the uncomfortable silence. "I figured you were going to send me back when I saw how angry you were." I waited to see if it was something he had considered. "My anger was more in response to the situation. I'm sorry for frightening you. Anyway, I don't have the ability or a reason to send you anywhere. You would just eventually come back to find out more or remember some other obscure thing on your own and blurt it out to the world. Now that you're here and have remembered something, it's in our best interest that we keep you close until an assignment presents itself." "They told you I remembered Finn's boat?" "Yes," he responded indifferently, never looking at me again until we arrived at his home. One of the redwood garage doors rose and Derek parked the car. Next to the Mercedes was a sports car I had seen Ari driving the first day. It was carbon black with a true black interior and silver stitching in the leather. I'd never seen a more stealth vehicle anywhere. He saw me eyeing it as he came around to my side. "It's an Aston Martin Vantage," he mentioned offhandedly as he strode toward the door. Raven and Bounce were wrong. He wasn't Batman. He was Bond. I followed him into the familiar basement and over to the wine room. He unfastened the lock just as Finn had done, and the door swung wide. Brinks was waiting for us inside, glad to see I'd been found. "Evie, Ari wants me to set you up with a couple of things, if you'll allow." "Sure." I doubted I had any choice. He led me back to the room where I had spotted all the computers before. Ari took a seat at the table, watching us. "This is an encrypted cell phone, untraceable. Use it to call us and we'll do the same. I've taken the liberty of programming all our numbers into it. He pushed his glasses back up his nose and handed me a silver phone that made my current phone look like an obsolete relic. Brinks continued, "And you're going to need this tonight. A British passport for you to use when we ask you to. Being Evelyn Green from America is not always appropriate." It was odd when he said it. I had to think for a second who Evelyn Green was. He handed me a burgundy passport with gold lettering. My picture was inside it, the same one as in my U.S. passport. My address was listed as Ravens in Notting Hill. My name was Evelyn Skye, a resident of the United Kingdom. "What's happening tonight?" I looked at the passport and encrypted cell phone, wondering what I could possibly be in for. "You just need the passport tonight. All the other credentials have been provided. Ari can explain the rest." I thanked him and stepped back over to Ari with my new items stowed away. "What's happening tonight that I have to be a British citizen for?" I sat across from him, preparing myself for his answer. Surely it wasn't criminal activity. "You've requested the details of our time together. Tonight is an opportunity to show you something. Your real name isn't known where we're going. I thought it best to keep it that way. Raven has placed a tire in your room for this particular engagement." His dark eyes shone, giving away some of his amusement. "This seems like a ridiculous question, but is what we're going to do dangerous?" "No. This is one venue where I can assure your safety. You won't even need your whistle." He straightened in his chair with a faint smile on his lips. "Mock it if you will, but it did get their attention." "I'm sure. What was your next step if Finn was incapacitated?" "Run, I guess." "That should have been the only thing you did." He stared across the table at me, the amusement all but gone from his face. Without trying, I felt like I'd succeeded in disappointing him in several ways since my reappearance. I spoke to break the silence. "So Raven broke into my hotel room." I knew it was true, but I wanted to hear the justification. "Yes, she inspected your closet earlier today and found it necessary. The only thing you need to bring tonight is the new passport. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some things to discuss with Brinks. Derek will take you back to the hotel or to one of the others if you'd like. I'll escort you out." Ara was up in one smooth motion and done with me, apparently. I waved once to Brinks and gathered my things, following him out to the car. "I'll pick you up at 7 p.m. He held open the car door and waited for me to indicate I'd heard him. "Can you give me a hint where we're going? Is it just the two of us?" I couldn't hide the apprehension in my voice. "Does that upset you?" He glared at me while I figured out the right response. He was helping me, but it didn't feel like it came from anywhere that was friendly. His whole demeanor was much more cautious and calculating than any of the rest of them. "No, I was just curious." I lied. He seemed to sense my dishonesty, smirking in his lopsided way. "With regards to our destination, I'd rather surprise you."